რადიო თავისუფლება FM 107.4.
19 საათია თბილისის დროით, გრძელდება რადიო თავისუფლების ეთერი. მოისმენთ ახალი ამბების მორიგი გამოშვება, რომელსაც პრაღის სტუდიიდან კობა ლიკლიკაძე წარმოგიდგენთ. მოკლედ დღის უმთავრესი ახალი ამბების შესახებ. თავმა პროკურატურამ საქართველოში მძიმე დანაშაულში წაუყენა ბრალი პოლიციის ყოფილ მაღალჩინოსნებს. ლუკაშენკოს ვიზიტი საქართველოში აპრილისათვის იგეგმება. დონეცკის სეპარატისტული ხელისუფლება დიდ მობილიზაციას იწყებს. გერმანია არ აპირებს უკრაინისათვის იარაღის მიწოდებას. საქართველოს მთავარმა პროკურატურამ განზრახველობის ორგანიზების მტკიცებულებათა გაყალბებისა და განზრახველობაში მონაწილეობის მუხლებით ბრალი წაუყენა ეგრეთ წოდებული კორტების საქმეზე კრიმინალური პოლიციის ხელმძღვანელის ყოფილ მოადგილეს ირაკლი ფირცხალავას და მასთან ერთად დაკავებულ კიდევ 11 პირს.
ეგრეთ წოდებული სპეცოპერაციის მონაწილე კრიმინალური პოლიციის დეპარტამენტის სამძებრო სამართლოს უფროსის მოადგილე გიორგი ცააძე წინასწარ შემუშავებული გეგმის თანახმად ირაკლი ფირცხალავას მიერ ორგანიზებული დანაშაულის დაფარვის, თითხილველი მოწმეების განადგურების და წარმატებული ოპერაციის დასრულებაში დარწმუნების მიზნით მიუახლოვდა ზურაბ ვაზაგაშვილის მართვის ქვეშ ყოფ ავტომობილს და თანაქონი ცეცხლსასროლი იარაღიდან მოახდინა საკონტროლო გასროლები. სალონის წინა ნაწილში მჯდომი ზურაბ ვაზაგაშვილის და ალექსანდრე ხუბულოვის მისამართით.
განცხადა საქართველოს მთავარი პროკურატურის წარმომადგენელმა კოკა კაციტაძემ. ირაკლი ფირცხალავა ხელმძღვანელობდა თბილისში 2006 წლის 2 მაისს ჩატარებულ გახმაურებულ რეიდს, რომლის დროსაც პოლიციის სპეცსასმისაგან გახსნილ ცეცხლის შედეგად ყაჩაღობაში ეჭვმიტანილი რამდენიმე პირი დაიღუპა. ბელარუსის პრეზიდენტი ალექსანდრ ლუკაშენკო აპრილში აპირებს საქართველოში ვიზიტსა და ქართველ კოლეგასთან შეხვედრას. ამის თაობაზე ბელარუსის სურსათისა და სოფლის მეურნეობის მინისტრმა ლეონიდ ზაიაცმა ორშაბათს მინსკში ბელარუსისა და საქართველოს სამთავრობათა შორისო კომისიის სხდომაზე განაცხადა. ანგელა მერკელი აცხადებს, რომ გერმანია არ აპირებს იარაღის მიწოდებას უკრაინისათვის. ამასთან გერმანიის კანცლერმა ცეცხლის დაუყოვნებლად შეწყვეტისაკენ მოუწოდა დაპირისპირებულ მხარეებს. ბუდაპეშტში 2 თებერვალს მყოფმა მერკელმა მხარი დაუჭირა კონფლიქტის მოწესრიგების დიპლომატიურ ძალისხმევას და განაცხადა, რომ კონფლიქტის გადაჭრა სამხედრო გზით შეუძლებელია. პეკინში მყოფმა რუსეთის საგარეო საქმეთა მინისტრმა სერგეი ლავროვმა კი თავის მხრივ გაიმეორა, რომ მოსკოვი მყარად დგას პოზიციაზე, რომ საჭიროა პირდაპირი დიალოგის გამართვა სეპარატისტთა ლიდერებსა და კიევს შორის. თვითგამოცხადებული დონეცკის სეპარატისტული ხელისუფლების ლიდერმა ალექსანდრე ზახარჩენკომ განაცხადა დღეს, რომ სამშვიდობო მოლაპარაკეების მორიგი რაუნდი მანამ არ გაიმართება, ვიდრე უკრაინის ხელისუფლება ოფიციალურ წარმომადგენელს არ მიავლენს საკონტაქტო ჯგუფის შეხვედრაზე. დღესვე თვითგამოცხადებული დონეცკის რესპუბლიკის ხელმძღვანელმა ალექსანდრ ზახარჩენკომ განაცხადა, რომ სეპარატისტული ხელისუფლება აპირებს 100,000 კაცის მობილიზებას უკრაინის არმიის წინააღმდეგ საბრძოლველად. ყირგიზეთის ხელისუფლების ცნობით მისი ქვეყნის 22 მოქალაქე დაიღუპა სირიაში მიმდინარე საბრძოლო მოქმედებებში. ყირგიზეთის შინაგან საქმეთა სამინისტროს ინფორმაციით სირიაში საბრძოლველად წასულია 200 ყირგიზი, რომელთა შორის 30 ქალია. ინფორმაციაში ნათქვამია, რომ გამოძიება გამოავლინა 83 შემთხვევა, როდესაც გარკვეული პირები ცდილობდნენ ყირგიზი მოქალაქეების გადაბირებას ექსტრემისტული ორგანიზაცია ისლამური სახელმწიფოს სასარგებლოდ. ავღანეთის ხელისუფლების ინფორმაციით სულ მცირე 4 პოლიციელი დაიღუპა 1 თებერვლის საღამო შეარაღებული თავდასხმელების მერ ყანდაარის პროვინციის მაივანდის რაიონში პოლიციის საგუშაგავზე მომხდარი თავდასხმის შედეგად. კიდევ 3 პოლიციელი კი ემსხვერპლა ჰერათის გაშთი შარიფის რაიონის პოლიციის საგუშაგოზე მომხდარ თავდასხმას. ადგილობრივი პოლიციის ხელმძღვანელობის ცნობით გაუჩინარებულია 1 პოლიციელი. ავსტრალიელი ჟურნალისტი პიტერ გრისტი, რომელიც ეგვიპტის ციხიდან 1 თებერვალს გათავისუფლდა, აპირებს, რომ მიაღწიოს ციხეში მყოფი მისი 2 კოლეგის გათავისუფლებას, რომლებიც ასევე იხდიან სასჯელს მოძრაობა მუსლიმთა საძმოს მხარდაჭერი ბრალდებით. პიტერ გრისტმა ტელეკომპანია ალ-ჯაზირის კორესპონდენტმა ეგვიპტის ციხე 400-დღიანი პატიმრობის შემდეგ დატოვა და რამდენიმე საათშიც მასთან ერთად ეგვიპტიდან კვიპროსზე გაემგზავრა. უმსხვილესი ტელეკომპანიის ავსტრალიელი ჟურნალისტი 2013 წლის დეკემბერში მის 2 კოლეგასთან, მოჰამედ ფამისთან და ბაჰირ მოჰამედთან ერთად ყალბი ინფორმაციის გავრცელებით ბრალდებით დააკავეს და 7 წლით პატიმრობა მიუსაჯეს. თქვენ მოისმენთ რადიო თავისუფლების ახალი ამბების გამოშვება, ჩვენი ეთერი კი გრძელდება.
It's Border Crossings with Larry London from VOA 1.
Hi there, it's Monday. We welcome you to Border Crossings, an hour of requests and dedications coming your way with some news over the weekend. There was a football game played, wasn't there? Oh, yes. We'll talk about that and some other things, too. So hang around. We welcome you to Border Crossings as we start off a brand new week. Abel Getachew is listening in Ethiopia, says, I'm a big fan of the show, and I want to hear the brand new one from Maroon 5. This is Sugar.
Somebody's me. I gotta be a man. There ain't no other way. 'Cause girl, you're hotter than a Southern California day. I don't wanna play no games. You don't gotta be afraid. Don't give me all that shy sh- no makeup on. That's my sugar.
Crossings, and it is Sugar from Maroon 5, a little sugar with your coffee, and thank you for tuning into our program. We welcome you to Border Crossings Monday, and that is off the Maroon 5 new album, 5, or V, depending on which you prefer, but nonetheless, a very successful album, which has had Animals and other hits as well, and Adam Levine is ready now to embark on Season 8. Of The Voice. He's back as a coach again. Got married last year to supermodel Bahati Prinsloo, and he had said that he wants kids. She has said that it's too early, They still aren't ready for kids yet, so they're going to wait a little while on that. And I know Adam also introduced his own line of clothing, which is now available in the U.S. It's T-shirts and jeans, just like he wears. He's a casual kind of guy, and that's his new line of clothing. This is Border Crossings. I'm Larry London. I'll recap the big football game, but first we're going to play a request from a listener whose name is, where are you? Here it is. It's Ponyface in Kenya. Ponyface in Kenya's tuned into our show and been listening loyally for a long time and wants me to play this next song from Akon. He says, actually, any song. So here's the song we picked. This is called Freedom on Border Crossings, and we'll be talking about the Super Bowl right after we listen to Akon here on Border Crossings.
Catherine Dunham for giving my pops his glory. He came down with his drum and a dream to change the world in a free, uplifting world. And that's all he ever won. Mom came a little after, gave birth to my brother. And then all of the pressure made them fight one another. You see, the pain will never last. Did the best with what they had. He knew the world was out for grabs, and he searched to find it.
Freedom, freedom, freedom,
oh,
freedom.
Everything I have, everything I own, all my mistakes, fam, you already know. I wanna be
free,
I wanna be
free.
So I searched to find my girl, you already know. I wanna be
free.
I wanna be
free.
Yeah. As a kid, I never knew I'd have to hustle just to make it through. So I found myself skipping school, 'cause the girls don't think I'm cool. And because of that, I didn't care whether or not I went to jail. I just wanna be treated fair, 'cause that's all I ever knew. Telling me I need to slow down. It's everybody in the whole town, 'cause they know how I get down. Far enough from another town. Can you believe we still around after so many in the ground? And we ain't gonna stop now. Drug free, put your hands up, put your hands up. If you wanna be free from all your misery, put your hands up, put your hands up. If you wanna be free with plenty money, put your hands up, put your hands up. If you wanna be free, just praise G-O-D, put your hands up, put your hands up. Mistakes, girl, you already know. I wanna be,
wanna be free.
I wanna be,
wanna be free.
Yeah.
Border Crossing's Akon, and that is Freedom, one of his big hits at a request from Ponyface in Kenya, listening to the show. Akon hasn't had a new album out in 7 years. He mentioned to Billboard magazine that he's planning to release a five-part CD, which is all under the heading Stadium. And each one of these Stadium albums will have a different theme to it. He's got Stadium Pop, Stadium Urban, Stadium Island, Stadium World, and Stadium Euro. Those are all planned to be released at some point in the year ahead. And that is from Akon. 7 years. Wow, it's been a long break. This is Border Crossings. I'm Larry London. And coming up, we got a request for Katy Perry. Katy Perry performed at the halftime show of the Super Bowl last night. A lot of people, you know, it's mixed reviews. I think the vast majority think it was the best Super Bowl halftime show ever. And there are those that maybe not big fans of Katy Perry or pop music, maybe rockers or something like that, who didn't really enjoy Katy Perry's vibe because she, you know, she does her thing. She sang her biggest hit, I Kissed a Girl, and Part of Me, and Fireworks, and all that. And she brought on Missy Elliott, which was a surprise. She brought her on stage. She brought Lenny Kravitz, which was not a surprise, out on the stage. She danced with inflatable toys like sharks and palm trees and things. And she came riding in on this big giant lion and sang Roar was the opening number. And it was a huge, giant robotic lion, not a little, you know, thing. This was mega, mega huge. So people are comparing this performance to, let's say, an opening show in the Olympics. It was that huge. But Katy did a great job, and after, she celebrated by getting a tattoo of the number 49 on her finger, because it was Super Bowl 49. So she went to a tattoo parlor in Arizona and got 49 in Roman numerals put on her finger. So it was a great show, and she looked super. She had some beautiful dresses, some beautiful costumes. She looked great and sounded great, too. And that was just the backdrop. It was only 15 minutes of what was a tremendous game. I mean, if you wanted an outstanding football game, this year's Super Bowl certainly was that. It was filled with highs and lows, and, you know, it was close. It was not so close. It was, there was scoring. There wasn't scoring. It started off nothing, 0-0 at the end of the first quarter. So here we thought, at least I did, watching this thing, was this going to be a is this going to be a deflated game, like a deflated football? And no, it turned into a pretty astounding game. It was 14-14 at the end of the second quarter. Then in the third quarter, Seahawks got 10, which put New England behind. You know, it was, 24-14. And then, you know, all heck broke loose. And there was all kinds of things going on. Tom Brady, the quarterback from the New England Patriots, threw 13 for 15 passes. 124 yards. He was perfect in the fourth quarter. And you talk about, I don't think they said in Super Bowl history, I don't, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, but there may have been, it may have been a long, 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 long time that a team came back from that large of a deficit, a 10-point deficit, double digits. And but they came back in the fourth quarter, and what a what a way to come back when you're on the 1 yard line, 2 yard line, and you opt, as the Seattle Seahawks did, to throw the ball when they're 2 yards away and they've got the league's best rushing monster in Marshawn Lynch, who all day long, all game long, all season long has been able to easily get at least a yard. Easily get a yard. They opt to pass to someone else. They threw an interception, and that's how the game ended, because the Patriots were ahead at that time, 28-24. It came down to the last 2 yards, and that was how the game ended, 28-24 on an interception. And, you know, I mean, on a personal note, Pete Carroll, the coach of the Seahawks, back in 1992 when he was coaching the Miami Dolphins, a lot of people who love football may recall there was a big playoff game, and the Miami Dolphins kicker missed a kick, and Pete Carroll made a choke sign. And he got a lot of heat for making that choke sign, and he had to apologize later for doing that on the sidelines. And, you know, what goes around comes around, Pete. What goes around comes around. He's going to take a lot of heat for calling a throwing pass play when they had the best rusher in the game on their team. But that's how, you know, that's how the Super Bowl went. It was exciting. I was cheering. I was going crazy. You know, to show you how a 15-year-old thinks, Amanda asked me, did Tom Brady say he's going to Disneyland? Don't think I heard that, but he is the MVP of the game. 37 years old. A lot of people wonder, is he done? But he says he's not done. He says he's got a lot of football left in him. So we shall see what the future holds. Congratulations to the Super Bowl champs, the New England Patriots. So there you go. That's how it went. Here's a little bit of what happened at halftime. Vincent Malobi in Nairobi, Kenya, wants to hear a birthday song today. Happy birthday. Here is your Katy Perry request on Border Crossings.
Michael Bolton, and you're listening to Border Crossings.
Talk to you, but it's not the same. It's touching you. And every time you whisper my name, I want to run to you. We'll be together. It won't be long. It won't be long. But it feels like forever. And it's hard to be strong, baby. Driving
by my side is all that I can do. My arms around my pillow at night, it should be holding you.
Michael Bolton, Missing You Now. Jessica in Kuwait requested some Michael Bolton music. I want to say hello to Rukundo, Mawikya, Misgun, Yao, Desiree, Davis, Elfalal, Falalu Babada, Jonas, Mick, Jenny, Michael, Silas, and a new listener, Louis Fernandez, who's listening to Border Crossings. We welcome everybody to our Facebook page, facebook.com/VOA Larry London. I posted a video this morning, which I'm sure you'll find very entertaining and interesting. It is a woman, and this may have happened to us all who drive cars at one time or another, but most of us would never admit this. But here this was captured on video, so it's hard for her to deny it. This woman pulls into a gas station, and she tries to put her car on the side where the gas cap is by the gas pump. And so she missed it the first time. So she pulls out and backs in, tries it a second time on the other side. She missed it again. Pulls out, backs up, missed it again. Again and again and again. I don't know, about four or five times. You can imagine the frustration. So just go ahead and check this video out of this woman. You got a feel for her. You know, some part of me is saying, how dumb can you be? But the other side of me is saying, yeah, I've been there myself, where you're trying to maneuver the car and people are all watching you and whatever. So anyway, check the video out. A lot of people are checking it out. It's facebook.com/VOA Larry London. That's our Facebook page. You can go there and see that and some of the other videos that I have put up.
ის კუჩებში ადამიანებს იმის გამო რომ აქვთ გრძელი თმა განსხვავებული შეხედულება არ ბევდნენ
ქართულ მაჯარისკაცებმა გამოავლინეს პროფესიონალიზმი, კომპეტენტურობა და დიდი სიმამაცე.
ერთად ვიყავით ჭირში წინში. მოთხოვართებმა უკვე გაწმინდა კავშირი.
ყველაზე მნიშვნელოვანი მოვლენები ყოველგვირეულ მიმოხილვაში. კვირაობით საღამოსა და ღამის ეთერში. ლაპარაკობს რადიო თავისუფლებას.
is from the different TV news agencies that are reporting about this case. So she's been unresponsive. She has been unconscious. She has been in a coma since Saturday. She's yet to come out of the coma. Doctors are saying that the future looks worse as time goes by. The longer she's in a coma, the less likely she's coming out of the coma. They've told the family, and this is according to TMZ and Entertainment Tonight, they've told the family to prepare for the worst. You may recall 3 years ago, Bobby Christina's mom, Whitney Houston, died in a bathtub in a hotel in Beverly Hills, California. And so this is kind of a very sad story to a family that's endured so much pain and heartbreak. Her father, Bobby Brown, issued a statement saying privacy is requested in this matter while the family deals with the matter and also with the needs of Bobby Christina and while we give her the love and the support that she needs at this time. So that was Bobby Brown's statement to the world, to the press. So they've asked us all to just kind of back off. So people, I'm sure, respect that and honor that and let him take care of his daughter. And our thoughts and prayers go out to their family. Bobby Christina is in a hospital in Atlanta right now battling for her life. And she's on a ventilator, a breathing machine. And so 21 years young, her husband discovered her in the bathroom and immediately began CPR until the police arrived. So that's the story there. Wow. Just, you know, whew, that's tough. Tough stuff to take. You know, and I hate to be the guy who brings the news to you, but that's part of the job that goes along with what I'm doing. All right, we're going to move along here on Border Crossings. And this group coming up next is celebrating its 20th anniversary together. So they say they're going to get together again. They've been on break for a while. Fergie's still doing a solo album, but the Black Eyed Peas do plan on recording some new music this year to mark the 20th anniversary of their band. This is a request from Prince Ali Nene, and the song is called Where Is the Love?
Dying, children hurt, and you hear them crying. And you practice what you preach, and won't you turn the other cheek? Father, 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 help us, and some guidance from above. These people got me questioning, where is the love?
What's wrong with the world, mama? People living like they ain't got no mama. I think the whole world's addicted to the drama, only attracted to things that'll bring the trauma. Overseas, yeah, we trying to stop terrorism, but we still got terrorists here living in the USA, the big CIA, the Bloods and the Crips and the KKK. But if you only have love for your own race, then you only leave space to discriminate, and to discriminate only generates hate, and when you hate, then you're bound to get irate. Yeah, madness is what you demonstrate, and that's exactly how anger works and operates. Man, you gotta have love just to set it straight. Take control of your mind and meditate. Let your soul gravitate to the love, y'all.
Killing people, dying, children hurt, and you hear them crying. Can you practice what you preach, and won't you turn the other cheek? Father, 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 help us, send some guidance from above. These people got me questioning, where is the love?
Always in change, new days are strange. Is the world insane? If love and peace is so strong, why are the pieces of love that don't belong? Nations dropping bombs, chemical gases filling lungs of little ones with ongoing suffering as the youth are young. So ask yourself, is the loving really gone? So I can ask myself, really, what is going wrong in this world that we living in? People keep on giving in, making wrong decisions, only visions of the dividends. Not respecting each other, denying thy brother. A war's going on, but the reason's undercover. The truth is kept secret, it's swept under the rug. If you never know truth, then you never know love. Where's the love, y'all? Come on.
I don't know.
Where's the truth, y'all? Come on.
I don't know.
Where's the love, y'all?
Again, people dying, children hurt, and you hear them crying. Can you practice what you preach? And won't you turn the other cheek? Father, 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 help us. Send some guidance from above. These people got me questioning. Where is the love?
World on my shoulder.
older. As I'm getting older, your people gets colder. Most of us only care about money making. Selfishness got us following the wrong direction. Wrong information always shown by the media. Negative images is the main criteria. Infecting the young minds faster than bacteria. Kids wanna act like what they see in the cinemas, yeah. Whatever happened to the values of humanity? Whatever happened to the fairness and equality? Instead of spreading love, we're spreading animosity. Lack of understanding leading us away from unity. That's the reason why sometimes I'm feeling under. That's the reason why sometimes I'm feeling down. It's no wonder why sometimes I'm feeling under. Gotta keep my faith alive till love is found.
People killing, people dying, children hurt and hitting crying. You practice what you preach, and won't you turn the other cheek? Father, 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 help us. Send some guidance from above. These people got me questioning. Where is the love?
Where is the love?
Where is the love?
Border Crossings with Larry London on VOA 1.
I'm not afraid.
Yeah. It's been a ride. I guess I had to go to that place to get to this one. Now some of you might still be in that place. If you're trying to get out, just follow me. I'll get you there.
You can try and read my lyrics off of this paper before I lay them, but you won't take the sting out these words before I say them. Cause ain't no way I'm gonna let you stop me from causing mayhem. When I say I'm gonna do something, I do it. I don't give a damn what you think. I'm doing this for me. The world feeding beans is gassed up. If it thinks it's stopping me, I'ma be what I set out to be. Without a doubt, undoubtedly. And all those who look down on me, I'm tearing down your balcony. Knowing fans of us, don't try to ask him why or how can he. From infinite down to the last relapse album, he's still. And whether he's on salary, paid hourly, until he bows out of it, just bows out of him. Whatever comes first, for better or worse. He's married to the game, like a for Christmas. His gift is a curse. Forget the earth, he's got the urge to pull it from the dirt. And the whole universe.
I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather, cold or warm. Let me know that you're not alone. I'll love if you feel like you've been down the same road.
And cut the crap. I shouldn't have to rhyme these words in the rhythm for you to know it's a rap. You said you was king, you lied through your teeth. For that, your feelings, instead of getting crowned, you're getting capped. And to the fans, I'll never let you down again, I'm back. I promise to never go back on that promise. In fact, let's be honest, at last relax, CD was there. Perhaps I ran the accents into the ground. Relax, I ain't going back to that now. All I'm trying to say is get back, click, clack, clap. Cause I ain't playing around. It's a game called circling, I don't know how. I'm way too up to back down. But I think I'm still trying to figure this crap out. Thought I had it mapped out, but I guess I didn't. This black cloud still follows me around, but it's time to exercise these demons. These are doing jumping jacks now.
I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather, cold or warm. Let me know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road. And I just can't keep living this way. So starting today, I'm breaking out of this cage. I'm standing up, I'ma face my demon. I'm manning up, I'ma hold my ground. I've had enough, now I'm so fed up. Time to put my life back together right now.
My decision to get clean, I did it for me. Admittedly, I probably did it subliminally for you, so I could come back a brand new me. You helped see me through, and don't even realize what you did. Cause believe me, you, I've been through the ringer. But they can do little to the middle finger. I think I got a tear in my eye. I feel like the king of my world. Haters can make like bees with no stingers and drop dead. No more beef lingers, no more drama from now on. I promise to focus solely on handling my responsibilities as a father. So I solemnly swear to always treat this room like my daughters and raise it. You couldn't lift a single single on it. Cause the way I feel, I'm strong enough to go to the club or the corner pub and lift the whole liquor counter up. Cause I'm raising the bar. I shoot for the moon, but I'm too busy gazing at stars. I feel amazing and
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, everybody, road.
Border Crossings, he's Eminem, and that is a request from Nathan in Ethiopia called I'm Not Afraid. And I want to say hello to Ken in Kenya, Javier Urayeneza in Rwanda, Fitsum. We've got Raju in India, Esete, Buju, and Dave are all listening to Border Crossings today. Eminem is from Detroit. He made a movie back in 2002 about Detroit called 8 Mile. You may recall that was a big hit film and had many, many major actors in the film. And it was about rapping and the, you know, in the club scene, rap-offs and rap competitions and things like that. And he just, Eminem just hosted one about a week or two ago in Detroit, back at home. He still lives in Detroit. And he hosted one. He's made a music video out of it, a video. It's called Detroit Versus Everybody. And the video is now available on his website. And, you know, there's many, many rap stars from the Detroit area who compete in this. And at the end of it, it's Eminem against a rapper named Trick Trick. And if you want to know how it turns out, you have to check out the video, Detroit Versus Everybody, which is on Eminem's website. I'm Larry London on Border Crossing. Speaking of websites, we've got a couple of our own. We've got Twitter.com. You can send a tweet to BCVOA. And we've also got Facebook.com/VOA Larry London. That is our Facebook page where we hang out. And I want to say hello to a bunch of new followers to our Facebook page, Facebook.com/VOA Larry London. Yibabal Kahise is a new fan of our page. Janet Mary Johnson has just signed up. Yabitz Jab, Bethel Ephraim, Semyon Tagegin Mesfin. So, Semyon, thank you for listening to Border Crossings. Monica Jornadal, Ilu Tadele, Nardi Sebsibe, Asete Fikere, who I think I just mentioned Asete, Hijam Raju, Abdul Salam Jamal Abadura, Fitzam Samuel, Luis Fernandez, and Ken Sheriot, who are fans of our page. So we thank you for becoming fans of our Facebook page. Facebook.com/VOA Larry London. And coming up in just a bit, we've got our two CDs to give away today. We're going to do this all throughout February. Today is the first Monday in February. So all month long, we will be giving away two CDs a day. And I'll tell you more about those in just a bit. Right now, a request from Ethiopia and Rial Milaku, who's listening and says, I love your page. And he wants Bob Marley, Three Little Birds on Border Crossings.
Singing, don't worry about a thing.
Border Crossings, Three Little Birds. That's Bob Marley with a classic on the Voice of America. I want to say hello to Carrie and to Stephen and to Edu Silf, who's in Ethiopia, tuned into Shager FM. Thank you for listening to our show, Border Crossings. Coming up, two CDs. One of them is a Grammy-nominated soundtrack CD. It's got 21 of the songs that are up for Grammys coming up February 8th, and we're giving that CD away so you know every song is a hit song because they're Grammy nominated. And some of them are going to be winners. And also we've got the Now 53 CD. This comes out every so often. 200 million of these have been sold around the world. They, you know, this is a compilation CD, which is unbelievable. To get a CD that's got 20 hits, mega hits, is absolutely amazing in and of itself. But we're doing two CDs all month long. The Now 53 CD has Uptown Funk, which has been number one for 3 weeks. We've got that song on there. Meghan Trainor, Lips Are Moving. She's got the number one album in America. And Maroon 5, we heard from them. We'll be, they're on this CD. Ed Sheeran, Tove Lo, Usher, Iggy Azalea, Selena Gomez, Jason Derulo, One Direction, Sam Smith. Wow, this is a must-have for anybody who loves music. So that's coming up in just a bit. But before we do that, we're going to play a request for Davis. And Davis listens to the show all the time and wants me to play TLC. It was just announced that TLC surviving members Chili and T-Boz are going on tour with Nelly and the New Kids on the Block. And hopefully we'll have them stop by Border Crossings when they come to D.C. in June. I'm trying to arrange that for you. But in the meantime, before our contest, Davis, here is Crazy Sexy Cool. And this is TLC with Creep.
Yes. Me again. And I'm back.
Yeah.
Crossings TLC, which you would think stands for Tender Loving Care, but actually it's the initials of the members of the group, and the L was for Lisa Left Eye Lopez, who died a terrible death in Honduras in 2002. She was in a car accident, just age 30, too young to die. And the group took a long time off, to try and get over their loss. And finally, a couple of years ago, they reunited. And so this year, they're on tour and putting out some new music. So hopefully we'll have TLC on the show. And that TLC song is a big request for Davis, who listens all the time to Border Crossing. So hope you enjoyed Creep. I'm Larry London. We have some giveaways to do here. We've got two CDs to give away on Border Crossing starting today and then every day throughout the month of February. And we're going to randomly select from among the many entries we got. We got a lot of entries. So today's lucky listener of the day who gets the Now 53 CD and the Grammy-nominated song soundtrack is Letitia Ishimwe in Africa. So congratulations to Letitia. You are the winner, and we're so happy that you're listening and you're a new listener. So that makes it even more special. So congratulations. We're sending those CDs your way. Letitia's made a request for Taylor Swift music on Border Crossings. Taylor Swift has just trademarked a couple of lyrics from her songs. Smart businesswoman. She doesn't want anybody using them for any other purpose. She's selling T-shirts with these slogans on them. This Sick Beat, which is from one of her hits recently. Nice to Meet You, Where You Been? That's in one of her songs. And 'Cause We Never Go Out of Style. That's another lyric in one of her songs. So she doesn't want other artists using it in their songs. She doesn't want it being used on shirts and posters. Smart woman. Here's Taylor Swift for Letitia on Border Crossings. This is called Clean.
Still all over me like a wine-stained dress. I can't
That's the new one from Taylor Swift's album, 1989. Her current single is called, what is it called? Style. But that song is called Clean, and that is off of 1989, by request, for Letitia Ishimwe. Thank you very much for listening to Border Crossings today. Thank you for all your requests and dedications. We've got more CDs to give away tomorrow. In fact, we got enough for the month. Two CDs a day, the Now 53 CD and the Grammy Soundtrack CD. Enter our giveaway. Send an email to bordercrossings@voa.gov. That's one way to enter. You can enter on Facebook.com/VOA Larry London, or send a tweet to BCVOA when you go to Twitter.com. One thing you can't do, though, is call in when we're not on the air, not in the studio, because no one will answer your calls at that time. Thank you very much to Skip, our engineer today, and thanks to Vince for putting the pieces together. I'll be back tomorrow, 1500 Universal, with another hour of Border Crossings. You do your part and come back tomorrow. Bring some friends with you. Thanks for listening. I'm Larry London. Border Crossings is heard on the VOA1.
Radio Tavisupleba, FM 107.4.
Radio Tavisupleba, FM 107.4.
Ყოველ დღე 22 საათსა და 5 წუთზე გთავაზობთ 9:00-საათიან სომხურ პროგრამას.
Ամենօր Թբილիսիի ժամանակով 22:05-ից մինչև 22:30-ը ձեզ ենք առաջարկում Ազատություն ռադիոկայանի հայկական ծառայության պատրաստած հաղորդումը.
Լսեք մեզ 107.4 հաճախականությամբ.
Գույս մինետ ყოველ დღე FM 107.4 Radio Tavis